Guten Morgen, Brüder und Schwestern.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Wir begrüßen euch ganz herzlich in den Namen unseres Herrn und wünschen euch allen Gottes reichen Segen. Auch alle Brüder und Schwestern weltweit, aus vielen Nationen und Sprachen, grüßen wir heute Morgen. Möge der Herr uns gemeinsam segnen.
May the Lord bless us together.
Wir sind dankbar.
We are grateful
für den Segen gestern Abend.
Last night.
Und wir wissen,
and we know,
an dem Segen des Herrn
everything
ist alles
depends
gelegen.
On the blessing
und wen er
of the
segnet,
Lord, and whom he blesses,
der ist
he is
gesegnet.
Blessed.
Lob und Dank.
Praise and thanks
sei dem Namen des Herrn.
Be to the name of the Lord.
Lasst uns mit Lied.
Let us start with hymn
Nummer 16 beginnen. Lied Nummer 16.
Hymn number
16. Kennst du wohl den Brunnen, der rinnt? Lied
whiter than the
Nummer
snow.
16.
16. Blessed be the fountain of blood, to a world of sinners revealed. Blessed be the dear Son of God, only by His stripes we are healed. Though I wandered far from His fold, bringing to my heart pain and woe, wash me in the blood of the Lamb, and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than the snow, whiter than the snow, wash me in the blood of the Lamb, and I shall be whiter than snow. Father, I have wandered from Thee, often has my heart gone astray. Crimson do my sins seem to me, water cannot wash them away. Jesus, to that fountain of Thine, leading on Thy promise I go. Cleanse me by the washing divine, and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than the snow, whiter than the snow, wash me in the blood of the Lamb, and I shall be whiter than snow.
Lob und Dank.
Praise and thanks.
Weißer denn der Schnee. Der Herr hat es getan.
The Lord did it.
Er hat es vollbracht.
He
wir sind dankbar dafür.
We are grateful for it.
Möge der Herr einen jeden von uns heute Morgen das geben,
one of us this morning,
giving das schenken, was er bedarf.
What he has need of.
Ich weiß es nicht, was
I don't
du,
know what you need.
Ihr wisst nicht, was ich
you
bedarf.
Don't know
der
what
Herr
I
weiß
need,
es.
But the Lord knows it.
Lasst uns als zweites Lied,
song, let us sing.
Lied Nummer 18
Hymn
singen.
18.
Lied Nummer 18.
I need thee,
ich brauche dich allezeit, du gnadenreicher Herr.
Most gracious Lord.
Oh, I need
Das ist wahr.
This is true.
Ich brauch dich.
I need thee.
Oh, ich brauch dich.
Every hour I need thee.
Jesus, ja, ich brauch dich.
I need
auch heute Morgen
also this morning,
brauchen wir den Herrn.
Need the Lord.
Wir brauchen seine Gegenwart. Das Wirken seines Heiligen Geistes.
Of his Holy Spirit.
Wir brauchen sein
we
heiliges Wort.
His Holy Word.
Durch sein Wort redet er
through
zu
his
uns.
Word, he speaks to us.
Macht uns bereit.
He makes us ready.
Wenn er kommen wird.
When he will come.
Ja, ich brauche
yes,
dich.
I need
ich muss
thee.
Dich
I
immer
must
haben.
Have you always.
Herr,
Lord,
segne mich.
Bless me
segne
now.
Uns.
Bless us
heute Morgen.
This morning.
Ehe Bruder Schmidt mit
Before
uns betet,
Brother Schmidt prays with us,
lese ich ein Wort
I read us a
der
word
Schrift
of the
aus Apostelgeschichte.
From the Book of Acts.
Apostelgeschichte 4,
Acts chapter 4,
von Vers 8.
From verse 8.
Apostelgeschichte 4,
Acts
von Vers 8.
4, from verse 8.
Da wurde Petrus
Then Peter,
mit Heiligen
filled
Geist
with
erfüllt
the Holy
und
Ghost,
sagte zu ihnen,
said unto them,
ihr Oberen des Volkes
rulers of
und
the people
ihr Ältesten,
and elders of Israel.
Wunderbar.
Wonderful.
Ich liebe dieses.
I love it.
Da wurde Petrus mit Heiligen Geist erfüllt
with the Holy Ghost
und sagte
and
zu ihnen,
said unto them,
alles, was er zum Ausdruck bringt, sind Worte
words,
durch den Heiligen Geist.
Driven by the Holy Spirit.
Vers 9.
Verse 9.
Wenn wir uns heute
If we this day
wegen der einem kranken Menschen erwiesenen Wohltat zu verantworten haben und gefragt werden,
by what
durch wen dieser Mann hier gesund geworden sei, so soll euch allen und dem Volk Israel kundgetan sein, in der Kraft des Namens Jesu Christi von Nazareth. Halleluja! Lob und Dank! Den ihr gekreuzigt habt, den Gott aber von den Toten auferweckt hat.
Dead,
ja, durch diesen Namen
him,
steht der Mann
does this
hier
man stand
gesund
here before
vor euch.
You whole.
Dieser Jesus ist der von euch Bauleuten verworfene Stein, der zu Eckstein geworden ist. Und in keinem anderen ist
Neither
die Rettung
is
zu
there
finden.
Salvation in any other,
denn es ist auch kein anderer
Name, other
name
under
unter dem
heaven
Himmel den Menschen gegeben,
men,
in dem wir gerettet werden sollen. Amen.
Amen.
Lob und Dank.
Praise and thanks.
Es gibt keinen anderen
no
Namen
other name,
als wie der Name Jesus
but only
Christus.
The name of Jesus Christ.
Die Apostel mussten sich verantworten vor dem Hohen Rat, weil dieser lahme Mann geheilt worden ist. Wir sind dankbar für das Zeugnis unseres Bruders, der bezeugt hat, dass er geheilt worden ist. Wodurch?
By what?
Petrus bringt es hier zum Ausdruck. Durch
here,
die Kraft des Namens Jesu Christi. Halleluja.
Christ. Halleluja!
Und er ist heute morgen and he in unsere Mitte. In our midst in seinen Namen haben wir uns versammelt.
In his name we are gathered here.
In durch seinen Namen
through his name,
beten wir zum zu unserem himmlischen
to
Vater
our heavenly Father,
um Rettung, um Heilung,
for healing,
um Befreiung,
for deliverance.
Brüder und Schwestern, wir sind Gott dankbar.
We are grateful to God.
Für das Vorrecht,
for the privilege,
für die unbeschreibliche
the
Gnade,
undescribable
die er uns
grace,
geschenkt hat.
Which he
so
has given to us.
That's how I feel it. Gnade,
undescribable
die mir,
grace,
die uns
which was given to me, which was given
ist.
To us.
Was haben wir gestern gehört?
What did we hear yesterday?
Gott ist weitergegangen.
God went on. He walked on. He didn't stop. He didn't remain. At December 65.
Und er hat uns Gnade
and he has given us
er hat uns
grace.
Mitgenommen.
He has
wir
taken us along
gegangen.
With him. We went on.
Und Schwestern,
brothers and sisters.
Gepriesen wer
blessed
Name
and praised be the name of the Lord.
Auch in diesen Namen,
also
auf diesen Namen sind wir getauft worden.
In this name we were baptized.
Ich bin Gott.
I'm grateful so to God.
Dass uns das Geheimnis
that the
Gottes
mystery of God was revealed unto
und
us.
Das Geheimnis
and the mystery
Jesus
is
Christus.
Jesus Christ.
Möge der Herr uns segnen.
May the Lord bless us.
So wie gestern
just
Abend.
As last night.
Vielleicht kann er uns noch
perhaps
mehr segnen.
He can even bless us more.
Bei Gott sind
with God all things are possible.
Lasst uns jetzt
now let us stand up. And Brother Schmidt, please come to pray with us. Great God, we thank you in Christ Jesus, our Lord, for the grace and faithfulness, O Lord. Unmerited grace was bestowed upon us. We thank you that we can still be under the sound of your word to hear what you have to say unto us. Lord, if those then who were with you at that time, witnesses of that, what you have done, they expressed it that by the power of your name, the name in which we are gathered today, which we received, Lord, we thank you that you are still the same. Thank you. We ask you for your grace, for your blessing. Also this morning, Lord, give us all the strength to listen, to receive, and to thank you, great God. We also ask you, everything, what doesn't mean, what hinders, Lord, take it under your control. Bless, Lord, us. Bless worldwide, everywhere, whoever is joining us online, listening, if there are several individuals or groups, Lord in heaven, we have only one goal, to reach what you promised to us. Lord, we thank you that you have given us eternal life. Lord, be merciful to us this morning. As you blessed us also last night, Lord, let us give you the glory and the praise and the thanks. Once again, please bless worldwide for the glory of thy name. Amen. Let us sing together. We come from the east and west. We come from south and north. East and west, we come from the lands afar, to feast with the King, to dine as his guest. How blessed these pilgrims are, beholding his hallowed face, aglow with light divine. Blessed partakers of his grace, as gems in his crown to shine. Amen. Amen. You can remain here. You may be seated. We are grateful to the Lord, our God, with all our hearts, that we really can come from near and far, coming together to hear God's holy word and to be acquainted with that, what the Lord is doing in our time, according to what He promised. Yesterday, we received 55 emails. Today we have around 70 emails from all over the world, from east and west, from south and north. Brothers and sisters have extended their greetings, wishing us God's blessing. Then today we have visit. Brother Forestieri is in our midst. Brother Hervé is in our midst. Brother Didier and all the brothers. Our brother Michael, who is of course translating, and Brother Etienne Genton, who is also translating, and all brothers. Our brother Jean Lambert, may God bless all brothers, using them mightily. Concerning Brother Jean Lambert, we would like to make the remark here that in the capital of the Ivory Coast, in Yamoussoukro, more than 4,000 people are gathered right now to hear God's holy word. And Dr. Mbie, about more than 6,000 people. We are just so grateful with all our hearts. And if we then read the emails, Brother Thomas cannot be here this morning. We will not read all of them. But I promise all of you that I read every email. And we are just so happy about it, that the Lord has His people in all countries. Brother Tati, he has written down some names here of those brothers who are here today, be it from Toronto, be it from Haiti, be it from the USA. And the brothers, they all know who they are, and we just rejoice with them. And today, we would like to give those visiting brothers the opportunity to, at this place, just in prayer, thanking the Lord with us. All brothers who would like to come, that we introduce them, please come to the front. Thank the Lord here. And our brother will translate. While we sing once again the chorus, perhaps thou art worthy, thou art worthy. And in English a chorus, which all know of, perhaps the favorite chorus of Brother Branham, only believe. Only believe. May then all brothers come to the front, whether they are mentioned by name or whether by city. Please come to the front, and together we will pray so that God may bless us. Let us sing, Only Believe, Only Believe.
Thank you.
come.
Salutations depuis l'Assemblée de Lyon en France. Que Dieu bénisse richement.
Many greetings from the congregation in Lyon, France. May God bless you. Our God and Heavenly Father, we understood that you didn't stop in the year 1965. You are still completing your work. And we also don't want to stop. We want to walk on together with you until the end. We praise you. Thank you. You started with us. And you will finish. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
God, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Grüße im Namen Jesu Christi. Yeah.
Okay, again this morning we thank you for your presence.
Wir danken dir, Herr, für deine Gnade.
We thank you for your word.
Wir danken dir für dein Wort.
We thank you for divine visitation.
Und wir danken dir für die himmlische Heimsuchung.
We are waiting on you today to speak to us again.
Wir warten auf dich, dass du zu unseren Herzen sprichst.
Bless your servant.
Segne dein Knecht.
Bless the congregation.
Segne die Gemeinde.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Im Namen Jesu Christi.
Amen.
Amen.
You come from where? From Colorado, USA. God bless you. Amen.
Que le Seigneur vous bénisse richement.
Der Herr segne euch reichlich.
Je suis le frère.
May the Lord bless you richly.
Ich bin Bruder Landry aus
My name is Brother Landry from Brazzaville, Congo. Heavenly Father, we are coming to you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for this meeting. Manifest yourself as the risen one and lead and guide everything. To you be all the glory and all the honor. I pray it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Ich grüße euch alle im Namen des Herrn und Retters Jesus Christus. Ich bringe euch Grüße aus London und dem gesamten Vereinigten Königreich.
And my dear brother, Emmanuel Fabius asked me to pass on his greetings as well.
Und Bruder Emmanuel hat auch darum gebeten, dass ich euch grüße.
Amen.
We are blessed and we have great expectations of, again today.
Wir sind gesegnet und haben große Erwartungen auch für heute.
And may the Lord bless us all together.
Möge Gott uns alle gemeinsam segnen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
May God bless you.
Gott segne euch.
I'm Brother Jean Moke from Toronto.
Ich bin Bruder Jean Moke aus Toronto.
And I'm conveying great greetings from my church.
Und ich überbringe euch Grüße
also
von meiner Gemeinde.
From the Church of Prayer in Cape Verde.
Yeah. Und in Calvary.
Cape Verde. Yeah, because a new church just started it about 2.5 years ago.
Vor 2.5 Jahren ist dort eine lokale Gemeinde entstanden.
But the brother who started the church was baptized in the Church of Toronto.
Und die Brüder, die dort die lokale Gemeinde begonnen haben, wurden vorher bei uns in Toronto getauft.
And he's just a young brother.
Und das ist ein junger Bruder dort.
But God is doing great with prayer with Cape Verde.
Gott tut große Dinge dort in Kap Verde.
And the television program is just starting this month.
Und dort fängt auch diesen Monat eine TV-Programm an.
Actually, yeah, television and radio broadcast of program of Brother Frank.
Ja, es gibt da eine Radioübertragung und Fernsehübertragung der Predigten von Bruder Frank.
So remember prayer, church, in your prayers.
Denn dann bitte ich darum, dass ihr der Gemeinde in euren Gebeten gedenkt.
So may God bless you.
Möge Gott euch segnen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I'm Brother Marcel from Haiti. Great God, we thank you for your grace, for everything what you have done for us. We thank you that we can be here. You are with us. You have led us into the light of your word, into the word of the end time. We thank you, Lord. We ask you. May you continue to give us grace so that we are led by the Holy Spirit. May you lead us so that we are ready on the day when you will return. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I greet you from the church.
Die Gemeinde von wo er herkommt, die sind mit uns verbunden, sie hören zu.
The name I didn't understand. They are joined with us there.
Merci, Père Céleste.
I give greetings. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence, for your blessing in Christ Jesus, for this opportunity which we have today to hear your word, your living word, the word which has fallen into our hearts. And the word is sharper than any two-edged sword. It penetrates and divides. Thank you, Lord. Continue to give us your blessing. May we be joyful. The time is here that you are gathering your people, that you manifest your power in the midst of your people. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Continue to bless us. Glorify thy name in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
God
bless you all.
I'm Brother Paul Mukendi from Coventry in the UK.
Ich bin Bruder Paul Mukendi aus Coventry, Vereinigtes Königreich.
Can you pray, please?
Wir möchten beten.
Gracious Lord,
mein gütiger Gott,
with broken heart we are coming to you.
Wir kommen zerbrochenen Herzens zu dir.
So grateful for the grace you just shown in this time.
Für die Gnade sind wir dir sehr dankbar, die du dir in dieser Zeit
closing all the time for the Gentiles.
Es ist die Zeit, in dem du dein Werk vollendest.
You have opened our heart to receive you.
Du hast unser Herz geöffnet, dass wir dich annehmen.
And we have come with open heart to accept you.
Und wir kommen mit offenen Herzen und nehmen dich auch an.
Thank you for your blessings upon us yesterday.
Für deine Segnungen, die du uns gestern gegeben hast.
Thank you for your presence in our midst today.
Dank sei dir für deine Gegenwart in unserer Mitte heute.
We ask you, Lord, to fill us again, Lord.
Wir bitten dich, Herr, erfülle uns heute.
We are so thirsty and hungry
to have Durst und Hunger nach deiner Gegenwart.
Speak through your servant, Lord.
Sprich durch deinen Knecht.
And let our souls be revived again.
Und möge uns unsere Seele nochmal lebendig
gemacht werden. We commit ourselves to you again.
Wir befehlen uns deiner an.
In the most high name.
In dem höchsten Namen.
The name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Und den Namen unseres Herrn und Erlösers Jesus Christus.
Amen.
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 You may be seated. We are grateful to the Lord that we can still come together, hearing the word, believing it with all our hearts, and precious brothers and sisters, we must be aware of that we truly experience the last portion of the plan of salvation with the church, with the bride church, by grace. Directly we experience it. When we read in the Holy Scripture how God commissioned Moses, what he said to Joshua, how he called Jeremiah, how he called Isaiah and the several prophets, how he sent them. And then, as already mentioned yesterday, when the time was fulfilled, the word of the Lord came to the messenger whom he has sent, and he could say, he who has sent me spoke to me and said, on whom you see the Spirit descending, this is him who baptizes with the Spirit and with fire. Men of God, they received instructions. Also Paul, I will send you to the Gentiles. Thou shalt open their eyes. Every man of God had his ministry, received the instructions. They knew precisely what he has to do according to the plan of salvation of our God. And that we, in our time, we have heard of all that, what took place in our time. And to this, I just would like to read a couple of scriptures to show us from the Word that the Lord took care for everything. He thought on everything. And as we heard last night already, as Paul, through the Spirit, he could foretell what would come. Also, all the unbiblical doctrines which go around like winds of doctrines. But then, the emphasis, the word of our God remains forever. And he who is born of God heareth God's word and receives what the Lord has given to us. Now, before we give you a report, let me just read once again from Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, and here it's verse 14. That we henceforth be no more children. This word, henceforth, it was long enough, but now, today, the Lord calls also to all ministering brethren. He calls out, we shall henceforth, the time was long enough. Now it's finished with it, as written here, that we henceforth be no more children, but we shall receive the adoption as sons, as grown-up spiritual people, grown-up, settled in the Word of God, sons and daughters of God. Then Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God. Here is the word thinking, understanding. We can remember the times where the people had thoughts about scriptures. What do you say about this scripture? What do you think about it? Also, this time is over. God's revealed word was not given to us to now exchange thoughts about it. Because in the revealed word, the thoughts of God are already revealed. And we just need to receive and accept them by faith. Then we go on to Galatians. Here we read Galatians chapter 3, verse 16. Now, to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, and to his seeds as of many, but as of one singular, and to thy seed, which is Christ. Here we have the beginning of the New Testament, that the seed of God was manifested in the flesh, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And the promise which God has given to Abraham was fulfilled firstly in our Redeemer, and now in the redeemed. As he was the seed who was manifested in the flesh, as the Word which was in the beginning, through whom everything came into existence. Exactly the same way, brothers and sisters, the Word was addressed to us. And we, as the seed of God in this time, we may experience the same what our Lord and Savior experienced as the seed in the singular, and we as the seed in the plural. He, the Son of God, and we, the sons and daughters of God. He, the King of Kings, and we, kings and priests, which minister to our Lord, because he is also high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. But here's the point, dear brothers and sisters, from the birth comes the seed forth, and by the birth we are transferred into the spiritual life, just as it is with the natural birth of our, as our natural life starts through the birth. Firstly, it was a seed. And when the seed then came forth, then it was a creation. It was somebody whom one could handle from the head to toe. He was there. In the same way it is with us. Firstly, it is the Word. And the Word we receive and accept. And then the Holy Spirit comes upon us and brings the Word forth unto life. And we are born again as sons and daughters of God unto a living hope. And that, what was expressed already in the song, whiter than the snow. Just remember what Brother Branham spoke about justification. The justification means as you have never done it in the eyes of God, you never transgressed the word. My and your transgressions, our sins were laid upon the Lamb of God once for all. And therefore, there's no condemnation possible against the elect of God. Whiter than the snow. We are really grateful to our Lord God that in this time we not only speak about the things which God promised, but that we experienced them personally, having part in them. What is ordained for our time. Then it continues with our Lord as the seed in the singular. It goes to Galatians chapter 4, verse 28. Now, we brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. And here we are again with the main subject. Firstly, the promise. And then the children of promise, they believe the word of promise and they see it fulfilled by his grace. Now ye are as Isaac was, the children of promise. Now, to once again mention and emphasize the word promise. In the first sermon, Peter, on the day of Pentecost, he cried out in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 39, "For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." Let us say it in the name of the Lord. God has given us the grace also to recognize the ministry of Brother Branham as it was given to him by the Lord, to place it biblically, scripturally. And yesterday, we already emphasized it. There was the first period with the gift of healing. And I tell you, brothers and sisters, if one sees these things with his own eyes, how people who were paralyzed in the moment, on the spot, they were healed. They could stand up, taking their stretcher, walking out. If one experienced this personally, witnessing it, hearing it. And I was always sitting very close. I never was sitting at the back. I was sitting in the front to see everything precisely and to experience everything. Just imagine how God took care for everything. Let us go back to the year 1962, to the March 1962, when Brother Branham had this wonderful vision that the seven angels would appear in the supernatural cloud, and that then he was in Arizona. He has seen it exactly where it would take place. But in this connection, in March 1962, he was of course told that he should store in the food. And on the 1st of April 1962, in his sermon, he referred to it and he said it loudly, what the Lord revealed to him, giving him the instruction which the Lord has given him. Remember, think about it. March, 1st of April, and then came the 2nd of April. Did I ordain this date? Did I have any idea of what God has ordained for this period of time, when the word of the Lord came for the first time to me, my servant, your time for this city will soon be over. I will send you to other cities to preach my word. Everything in a row, it continued. And then Brother Branham, very clearly he said how he was shown when they will widen his street where he was staying, Ewing Lane, when they were widening it, when it will be widened, and when the bulldozers will be running down, up and down, and when the fence would lay on the grass, this would be the time where he should move to Arizona. And brothers and sisters, now just think of it. Don't think it. It's not necessary to think. God took care of it. That these eyes have seen the bulldozers. These eyes have seen the fence lying on the grass. And then the conversation took place with Brother Branham on the 3rd of December, 1962. God had a plan for everything, a time plan. He knew everything exactly, placing it precisely. And from the very beginning, he has let us part in that what he ordained for this period of time. Just think about this grace. Among the billions of people, there is an elect multitude which were chosen from before the foundation of the world to see the glory of God. And we, in this time, we may experience all this personally. And we are grateful to our Lord God. Also that a new period of time started, as I emphasized yesterday, until 1962, evangelistic. And Brother Branham could not preach in a big Pentecostal church. And he could say, come out and be separate. It was evangelization. But then came the instruction. Then came that what it was all about today. The first part was only for the reason to show that our Lord is still the same today, that he saves sinners, that he delivers the captives, that he heals the sick, that really everything I've seen before mine eyes, also the blind born who became seeing. But this was the period of time to draw the attention to that what would now follow. And therefore, the announcement, when this and that takes place, then you have to move to Arizona, because then you receive the instruction. Then comes the supernatural cloud down. And just like this, it took place. And we are very, very grateful to our Lord God for it. Also for that, as Brother Branham said, it was such a storm that the tips of the trees were chopped off. These eyes have seen the chopped off tree tops and the rocks which were rolling down the mountain. As the man of God said it, tell me, did I plan this? Did I have an idea of that, what God promised for this period of time? I didn't know at all what is written in Malachi chapter 3, that God would send a prophet like Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. I didn't know at all that our Lord repeated this promise in Matthew 17, verse 11, confirming it. Verily, verily, I say unto you, Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. Did I have an idea, 1962, of that? What is written in Acts chapter 3? Him, our Lord and Savior, Him the heaven must receive first until the time of the restoration of all that what God has spoken by the mouth of all His holy prophets since the world began. Did we notice? Did somebody notice? No. But then came this special period of time. And when Brother Branham told me, the least among all, he told me, Brother Frank, can you preach on my behalf in Los Angeles? Can you preach? I cannot go there anymore. I must pack my things and I must move with my family to Tucson, Arizona. Just think of it. The greatest man of God of all times tells to the least among all servants of the Lord, can you preach on my behalf there? And not only that, also then in Oakland, California, I'm grateful to God. It was not my decision. It was not my plan. But the responsibility, nobody can take it from me. I must tell this generation the true word of God. And I must tell them out of full conviction that God has restored all things. That the fall, for instance, He revealed it so clearly. One of the most mighty revelations which God has given us. We don't want to go here into details. For me, it's really important today that all brothers in all peoples and tongues recognize that no longer own interpretations are spread. The blood-bought flock has the right to hear the pure, holy word of God. Not what men think and not what men say. As a proverb says, a German proverb says, don't hear to what men say. God will not ask the people when He judges you, as a German proverb goes. We are all in the presence of God and we rejoice about it. That we could have part in that and will have part until we come from believing unto seeing. Then we will read a couple of scriptures from Matthew 24. Here the Lord spoke about everything, about the time in which the apostles still were living and what would take place at that time and what took place up to that, what will happen with the people of Israel. Now just briefly, so that you know for what we are coming then, Matthew 24. Here we have the conversation of our Lord with the apostles. He was sitting down on Mount Olives and he spoke with them about that, what would happen at that time, what would happen in the course of time until the return of the Lord and until where the Lord comes as the Almighty to start the millennial reign. Here in Matthew 24, the Lord really from the very beginning on, he said everything. Verse 2, Matthew 24, verse 2, and Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. Here our Lord announces the judgment over Jerusalem, over his people, because they missed the day of God's gracious visitation. They missed it. Brothers and sisters, many times we spoke about Luke 19, verse 42 to 44, when our Lord wept over Jerusalem, looking over it, and he said, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, that thou knewest not the time of thy visitation, but now it is hid from thine eyes. The builders rejected the cornerstone and they were stumbling over it. They fell. But we take this stone and we rise up again. And we know he is the chief cornerstone. And according to Zechariah chapter 4, he is also the headstone, the capstone. He is the cornerstone and the capstone, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. But then we read here, especially in these words, in the Gospel of Matthew, we can read all the scriptures. The second part from verse 3, Matthew 24, second part from verse 3. Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming? We are very interested in that. What happens with Israel, with Jerusalem, what happens in all the period of times? It took place and it's still happening, yes. But we are most interested in that, what is written here. And what shall be the sign of thy coming, of thy return, and of the end of the world? And then the Lord comes later on back to this subject and he says how it will be in that time, how it was in Sodom and Gomorrah at the time of Noah, so it will be again. And then verse 8, Matthew 24 verse 8, all these are the beginning of sorrows. And then the judgment is announced. Then they shall have great tribulation. Then it's announced what took place in the year 70, when the general Titus conquered Jerusalem, destroying the temple. Not one stone was left upon the other stone. And the people were dispersed into all nations because they missed the day of God's gracious visitation. Brothers and sisters, you see what it's all about? Not just to play religion and to present religious programs, but to believe the word of promise, to receive it and to experience it personally. Then it continues in verse 14, one of the most important announcements, what would take place. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Just very mighty. The Lord foretold everything. And today, we may look at these things. We may see how everything is coming to fulfillment in details. And it, verse 15, many things are reported to us, and it fills us with great pain of heart. What happened to the people of Israel, what was announced to them, and what took place with them, what happened to them. Because they didn't believe the word in their time, they didn't recognize it. Brothers and sisters, time and again, we must emphasize it. Today, it's very important to respect that what God has ordained and purposed for this period of time. And therefore, we are so grateful to God that there was an 11th of June, 1933, where the heavenly glory came down and the voice of the Lord addressed the words to Brother Branham that he will bring a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. So many years have come and gone. And then we go on to 1946, when the man of God received the instructions what would take place in his ministry. And then, as already mentioned, we go to March 1962. And then we go on to December. And then we go on to the 28th of February 1963, when this mighty experience took place. Brothers and sisters, it happened under heaven. How many photographers took the pictures of the supernatural cloud in the Life magazine, in the Time magazine, in the main magazines in the USA, everywhere the cloud and everywhere the description, a supernatural cloud. No one could explain what it means. And then the man of God gives us the answer that there he received the instruction to return to Jeffersonville to speak about the seven seals. Just very mighty that the date, the month, the year, that we can go back to all these dates and we can say in a row, that's how things took place. And By this, we see what an effort the Lord made himself, that we can know 100% what he promised. This took place. He's watching over his word, and he fulfills what he promised in his word. Then we have here also the admonition. In verse 24, in Matthew 24, for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Thanks be to God, it's not possible. It's not possible. The revealed holy word has fallen as the seed into our hearts. And we don't believe any man. We believe God, just as Abraham believed God. And we only receive and accept what he has left unto us in his word. And then it continues here. Of the return of the Lord. Also, this is very precious. You all know, in all the various doctrines, that the Lord left the mercy seat in 1963 and that he descends in the message. Oh, what kind of things are said? But our Lord, he said the following now. In verse 27, for as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Amen. That's how it is written. And that's how the Lord has said it. And so we believe it with all our hearts. And it continues here in this text. Verse 29, we are told what happens after the tribulation. Because after the rapture are coming the 7 years. And two or three times I brought with me the drawing of Brother Branham. I have it here. Very little, in a little format. I always have it in my Bible. That Brother Branham, really, the 70 years of Daniel, he placed it scripturally correct. Here I have it in a little format. But the 70 weeks of Daniel, how they are placed, and the last 7 years, exactly as the scripture says it. The first 3.5 years for the ministry of the two prophets, and the last 3.5 years for the great tribulation. Everything. I brought it with me from Jeffersonville. And this is the drawing when Brother Branham was finished with it, when he spoke about it, that altogether 7 years will be left after the rapture. It's really the supernatural light. And more than 300 people in the meeting, that's how Brother Brennan testifies of it. They saw that light coming down upon this drawing. And the drawing was illuminated. And therefore, to all brothers and sisters who have trouble with themselves and also with some quotes and statements, they must be told, please, respect that what God has done. But most brothers, they don't know at all what the Lord has done in the ministry of Brother Branham. And here in verse 29, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened and the moon shall not give its light. And the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. That's how our Lord foretold it. And that's how it will take place. And we have the promise, before this happens, before the day of the Lord breaks forth, before the sun shall be darkened, and before the moon shall lose its light, that God wanted to send a prophet, and he has sent him. We are eyewitnesses, we are ear witnesses, and we can mention the date, the year, the month, the day. We can mention and we can report when God did supernatural things. We didn't jump with a parachute into something and we imagined something. No, we are eye and ear witnesses of that what God has ordained for this period of time. But now we come to the very special part here in Matthew 24, which is really on our hearts, that we have part in it. And that we receive the spiritual food, the precious holy word, receiving it into our hearts, because that's how our Lord said it. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Not of one word here and one word there, but he lives by every word which proceedeth from the mouth of God. And brothers and sisters, in this connection with Matthew 24 and all the things which took place from that time until then, until now, what would happen with Israel, with Jerusalem, what would take place, and so forth, everything took place. But then comes our Lord from verse 45. And please pardon me. Pardon me when I read this once again. Because it's written in the Word of God. It's written in that chapter that the gospel shall be preached unto all nations for a witness. And it was preached unto all nations for a witness. And then, I have to emphasize it once again. Please, take it seriously. Before Matthew 25, where it speaks of the return of the bridegroom, our Lord spoke in Matthew 24 about everything. What would take place about the false prophets, false Christs? They will say, he is there. Don't go, don't follow them, don't believe them, because his coming will be as the lightning shineth, and so forth. About everything the Lord spoke. And then we come to verse 45. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord has made ruler over his household to give them food in due season? To give them the food, in the German Bible, in due season. And that's what's all about. This is very, very important today. Not tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. And the prophet said, How many closed their Bibles, laying them aside, and are preaching from the book which Lee Vail has written about the seven church ages, and are deceiving the people. The book about the seven church ages has only a little portion of that what Brother Renan preached in the seven sermons about the seven church ages. Just a little bit is in it. But Lee Vail, he spoke of himself to that what Brother Renan said. He spoke about things which I cannot mention here at all. But to the Lord be the thanks that God has opened our eyes. Just think of it. In the book which Lee Vail wrote, it's really written William Marion Branham underneath. And all who don't know that Brother Branham, in the sermon, we have the date, we wrote it down. He said, I didn't read this book at all, never. This they don't say to anyone. But they put the Bible aside and they read from that book which this man has written and say, the prophet said. No, the man has said, and they are deceivers of the people, and the people are tossed to and fro by all these false teachings. I can do nothing but to say here, only what God has said in His Word, this we believe, this we preach. And God stands only to His Word. Therefore, we never said, the prophet said. If it's about teaching things, then it's only about that, what is written in the Bible. If it's about personal experiences, then we can comfortably say what Brother Branham has experienced by his grace with the Lord. And also the connection in which it happened and how then the ministry followed based upon all these personal experiences. But we preach the Word. We preach Jesus Christ, the crucified one, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Then it's also written here, verse 46, blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Nothing else but to just preach the holy and precious word. And as we said it here last night already, at the beginning of the seventh seal, the man of God could say, now the food was stored in. And he could say at the end, I carried the message so far as it was ordained for me. And we just can thank our Lord God with all our hearts that He Himself took care of it, giving us the connection. And let us say it, as emphasized last night already, all of us, we didn't know anything about what the Lord purposed in His plan of salvation, what He ordained for us. Who has heard something of 1946 in all these years? Who has heard what? But today, we are looking back and we can say precisely, this happened then and then, and how the Lord in our time has given the grace that we could follow step by step in conformity with the Word of God, being led and guided from the very beginning on. And the same spiritual food, as Brother Branham told me on the 3rd of December 1962, he told me, the food which you have to store in is the promised word for this time. But wait with the giving out of the food until you get the rest of the food which belongs to it. Brothers and sisters, what shall one say to it? What happened then? There was not only the 24th of December 1965, there was also the 10th and 11th of April 1966. Let me just mention it briefly so that all might hear it worldwide again. That we have not followed cunningly devised fables, but that God has revealed unto us His plan of salvation for this period of time by His grace, that we can comprehend it, that really day and hour, month and year, we can mention them in which these things took place. But in April 1966, you all know it was the burial of Brother Branham. And you all know that on purpose they waited until Easter Sunday because they were waiting, expecting the resurrection of Brother Branham, believing it, hoping for it. I was greeted on the cemetery. I was greeted. We are here
because of the resurrection.
We are here because of the resurrection.
It's Easter time.
It's Easter time. Easter time is resurrection time. Brothers and sisters, I experienced this day. I witnessed it. They were singing and singing. Only believe, only believe. And they were really waiting for it. That it should happen. More than 2 hours they were singing and they were waiting. And nothing happened. But then something happened. I probably said it already yesterday. When I then, after the burial, when I returned into my room, the tears stopped. And it spoke in my heart. Now, your time has come to go from city to city. To bring the message, the word, and to preach it all over the world. And God really took care for it. We not only experienced the time until December 65 or until April 66, but we also, we are looking back to the wonderful period of time which then started since that time all over the world. The everlasting gospel was preached to all nations for a witness. And then the end shall come. Why? Why do I mention these things today? Why? The time is here. that we believe with all our hearts, and that each one of us starts to thank God, that we can experience this period of time consciously. We can comprehend it, what the Lord spoke, what He did. And every period has had something for it themselves. As with Brother Bram, so also now. And brothers and sisters, since I'm in my 86th year, everything vanished. All the trips, everything diminished. But one thing remained. The precious and holy word and revealed word of God. And we believe that it's the last message, the full gospel, as it was preached at the beginning. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Back to the beginning. And as we said it many times, the first and the last sermon must be the same. The first and the last message must agree. And God took care for it. That we 100% are in the Word of God by His grace. We interpreted nothing. We didn't explain anything. But as it is written, thus we received it and accepted it. And we preach even today that the Lord saves the sinners, that He delivers the captives, and that He heals the sick. And we are grateful to God. Recently, we experienced wonderful healings, and we really count with it, that the Lord really makes a complete work with all of us. That everything happens. You all know, if somebody is ruled by the enemy, then he cannot help himself. He cannot loosen himself. He needs prayer. He needs deliverance. And therefore, our Lord said, what you loosen on the earth shall be also loosened in heaven. Should we have brothers and sisters in our midst who just cannot break through, who cannot rule over themselves, but that somebody is ruling over them? We are here to pray with you, to pray for you. We are here so that all who are now hearing the last message, that they experience the full salvation, the full redemption after spirit, soul, and body, that the Lord confirms His holy and precious word by His grace. He will do it. Let us summarize of what's all about. Brothers and sisters, the Lord is faithful. And I hope that at this weekend, that it has become to some clear that we really found grace in the sight of God. Not I planned it. No one of us planned anything. The Lord has His plan of redemption. He revealed it to us. And He lets us have part in it, in the last message, in the calling out. We can have part in the preparation by His grace. May all consecrate their lives anew to the Lord. reconsecrating it. And as we emphasized before, as in the natural, the life starts with the birth, so the spiritual life starts with a new birth from the seed of the Word, worked by the Holy Spirit. Also, this we emphasized here many times. When the angel came to Mary, giving her the promise, what happened? The Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and the power from the Most High shall overshadow you, and the Holy One born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit can only come upon the seed, upon the Word which we received, and can work out the new divine life in us. Oh, we could go here into many, many scriptures. We are born again from the seed of the Word of God. Our guilt was washed away by the blood of the Lamb. Forgiven. Receive everything. Accept everything. And whoever cannot penetrate then we will pray together. And we will consecrate our lives to the Lord. It's real on my heart, brothers and sisters, that all who at this weekend worldwide are listening now, that all take it to heart. Not interpreting quotes of Brother Branham, which perhaps are taken even from the book of this Lee Vale, but preach the Word, be it in season or out of season, for the time shall come when they shall not endure the sound doctrine, but they will heap up themselves, teachers upon teachers, because the people have itching ears. Let us say it. Also this. From the 19th of September, 1976, I mentioned it many times at this place, but only just that you know that it's the Lord Himself, and He was and He will be, who watches over His Word to fulfill everything what He promised. I don't want to go here into all the details, but I never forget this Saturday and Sunday when Brother Bablitz came to me on the 128th Street, Edmonton, and he said to me, "Brother Frank, your ministry is now worldwide, and it should actually be written in the Bible as the ministry of Brother Branham is written in the Bible." This was on Saturday between 10 and 11 in the morning. And I really stopped him. And I said, "Stop it! Stop it! How can my ministry be in the Bible?" This was on Saturday between 10 and 11 in the morning. And on Sunday morning, the sun was just getting up, shining into the room. Also a day which I will never forget. I was reaching to my Bible. I wanted to take my Bible to have a little service when the mighty voice of the Lord sounded forth, "My servant, I ordained you according to Matthew 24, verse 45 to 47, to give out the food in due season." This I say with an open Bible before you and before the whole world. So it's a continuation. God watched over his word. He could use his prophet and servant to reveal the word, to prepare the spiritual food so that it can now be distributed. And we can say, throughout all these 55 years, we did what the Lord commanded. But for me, it has a special meaning that the Lord has confirmed it personally, that this scripture finds fulfillment in our time. And all of you, you who hear now God's word and who believe it, you will experience the completion by his grace, as sure as it is the last message before the return of Jesus Christ. So sure all who of a pure heart, those who are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, they will receive the spiritual food and they will abide in the word. They will never deviate. They will never receive any interpretation. They will not be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, but they will be settled, established in the word of truth. And they will wait until the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, thanks be to the living God that we may live now, and that we are now acquainted with that what God ordained for this period of time. We not only read what happened at the time of Moses, at the time of Joshua, at all these times, not only at the time of John the Baptist, at the time of the beginning of the New Testament. We can report of that what God has done in the period of Brother Branham. We can report of that what God did afterwards, and the whole world can testify of it, that the word has not returned void, but it accomplished for what God has sent it for in all who believe. Can you believe? This was not mighty enough. To the Lord God be the glory and the praise. Amen. Let us stand up. Let us stand up. We will thank the Lord together. Perhaps the two sisters have still a song which they will sing, and all of us, we will then sing only just as I am. Mainly it's about that we become believers, that we receive forgiveness, that we receive reconciliation, that we consecrate our life to God, that we not hear just a message, a sermon, but that we are prepared unto this glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And as we also said it, Matthew 24 is of course right written before Matthew 25. Who then are the wise virgins? They receive the word revealed by the Holy Spirit. They are trimming their lamps. They have their cruse with them, filling up their cruse in every sermon, in every service. We fill up again, and we will not lack oil of the Spirit. The Lord works with all of us. May he bless us.
Alles ist das, was ich habe.
All what I have.
Was mir teuer und wert.
All what is precious to me.
Es war nicht mein.
It was not mine at all. You have given it to me.
Lass es mich gebrauchen.
Let me use it to illuminate my way.
Sei mir gnädig,
be merciful to me.
Mir gnädig,
be merciful to me, O Lord.
Zieh hinweg den Vorhang,
pull away the veil before me,
was du getan,
so that I can see what you have done
zeig
for me.
Mir, wo ich heute
show me where I would be today.
Du
show me
mich
that you
gedenk,
accepted me.
Sind Menschen,
remember, we are just people, forgetful and weak.
Sei uns gnädig,
be merciful to us
halt
and watch over us.
Nichts Gutes ich tat.
Nothing good I did.
Jesus nahm mich.
Jesus just received me.
Bin nicht wert seiner Liebe.
I'm not worthy of his love.
Doch es war meine Sünde.
It was
und Schuld,
my sin. It was my guilt which he buried.
Ja, er liebt mich.
Which he bore.
Ich kann's
he loves me.
Verstehen.
I cannot understand it.
Zieh hinweg den Vorhang,
pull away the veil before me,
was du
so that I can see what you have done for me.
Zeig
show
mir,
me
wo ich heute
where I would be today.
Und das,
show me
du nahmst mich an,
that you accepted me.
Gedenk, wir sind Menschen,
remember, we are just people, forgetful and weak.
Sei uns gnädig,
be merciful to all of us and watch over us.
Im Aufblick zu dir,
looking up to you,
darf getrost ich nun sein,
I may be confident.
Denn du hast mir dein Wort offenbar,
because you revealed your word unto me.
Fill mit deinem Geist mich,
fill me
halt
with
mich
your spirit,
denn
and
du
keep me faithful.
Mich, du liebst mich, mein Herr,
because you love me. You love me, my Lord.
Pull
away the veil before me so that I can see what you have done for me. Show me where I would be today. Show me that you accepted me. Remember, we are just people, forgetful and weak. Be merciful to us and watch over us.
Zieh hinweg den Vorhang, lass ich sehen, was du getan. Zeig mir, wo ich heute wär, und dass du nahmst mich an. Gedenk, wir sind Menschen, vergesslich und schwach. Sei uns gnädig, halt über uns wacht.
Amen.
Amen.
Das können wir sagen.
This we can say. The Lord pulled away the veil before us. The veil was torn from top to bottom. Take everything to heart. Believe. Let us become grateful. Let us become thankful. Although we have to go through trials, through troubles, we commit our lives, our ways to the Lord. And He has given the promise to be with us all the days until the end of the world. But now, we will bring all the prayer requests before the Lord. Please believe. The Lord is the same. He is the same. He saves, He delivers, and He heals. He confirms His precious and holy word. And I really believe, brothers and sisters, that you are newly encouraged to persevere until the return of the Lord. As I said already, no one of us had any idea of that, what God prepared for us. Neither 1933 nor 46, throughout all these years. But today, we may look back, not only looking back, but looking forward, back to that, what the Lord did already, and looking forward to that, what He will still do. He will finish His work of redemption. And all who wait for the resurrection of Brother Branham, they once for all, let it be said, this is a terrible error. We are not waiting for the resurrection of a prophet. They claim that he must finish his ministry in the tent. And they mainly say, they refer to one sentence which Brother Branham made on the 28th of November 1965. Before that, he spoke of the tent. And then on that day, he said, I will ride this trail once more. And because of this one statement, I will ride this trail once more, which Brother Branham made 4 weeks before his passing on the 28th of November 1965. And on the 24th of December, he was called home. We have the promise in Romans 9, verse 28, the Lord himself will cut his work short in righteousness, just as he finished his work of redemption. Oh, how grateful we can be. Brothers and sisters, no error. Only the pure, holy truth was preached. And so we believe it. And may all ministering brethren worldwide be helped that the Lord also takes care for it, that to the ministering brethren the true revealed word was passed on, so that they also can pass it on. I cannot be everywhere, no one of us, but all brothers in all peoples and tongues, they can pass on the true word. Let us sing now, Just As I Am.
As I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come.
As we remain in prayer, as we look up to the throne of grace by faith, in the precious knowledge that the blood of the Lamb speaks for us, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And it comes to fulfillment. The Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And who hears it, let him say, Come. And we thank the Lord. We have heard it. We call it out. And we know our Lord comes very soon. When you see these things coming to pass, then lift up your heads, for you know that your redemption is drawing near. Pull away the veil before me, so that I can see what you have done. While we remain in prayer, let me ask whether we have special prayer requests in our midst. Please raise your hand briefly. Yes, everywhere. Everywhere. We cannot call to the front. But the Lord is omnipresent. Omnipresent. Lord Almighty God, you have a blood-bought flock on the earth. Beloved Savior, you as the bridegroom, you have a bride on the earth. Beloved Lord, complete your work in all of us and with all of us. And there where there are troubles, where there are bondages, my God, speak the word and it shall and will take place. Be free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And the Lord has come as the Son. He has paid the price for all sons and daughters. He has taken us out, delivered us from the power of Satan, fully delivered, fully redeemed, fully consecrated to God. And therefore, we glorify together the power of the blood of the new covenant and the power of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You, the holy and true God, you revealed yourself to us. You personally spoke to us in this time, giving instructions. And together we thank you for it, that we came to know what you have done in our time according to your word in the ministry of Brother Branham in the various periods of time. And we thank you with all our hearts for that, what you are doing now throughout all these years, worldwide, what you have done. And may all who are joining us online, may all be blessed with the blessing of the Almighty God, the perfect revelation of Jesus Christ. Receive it, and may the anointing of the Holy Spirit rest upon all of us. In Jesus' holy name, hallelujah, amen. Amen. And all the people say, amen. You may be seated for a moment. Today, most surely, the choir will sing probably in the English language. Please receive and take it to heart. Where's our choir leader? Please come now. If you have a song, and then we wish all of you God's blessing. Such a cold air came from the top. Forgive me, my voice is gone. To the Lord be the thanks. To the Lord be the thanks. To the Lord be the thanks. May God bless also the choir. May God bless us all. And all of us, we tune in. We tune in our hearts. Amen. Listen, beloved brother. Do you have an English song in this book? Today you have no English song. Next time. Okay. God bless you all. God bless you. To the Lord be the thanks. To the Lord be the thanks. Now, once again, may the Lord bless you all who could come. May He bless all who listened. Take greetings with you to all, in all peoples and tongues. Now we will ask Brother John to come and to pray with us, and Brother Didier, and then Brother Tati. And we wish also our Brother Miro God's special blessing. May he be blessed by the Lord. Let us stand up. Let us pray together. Is Brother Arben in our midst?
Our Father in heaven,
unser himmlischer Vater,
we thank you for everything you have done to us.
Wir danken dir für alles, was du für uns getan hast.
We have seen what you have done in the past.
Wir haben gesehen, was du in der Vergangenheit getan hast.
And accomplished it.
Und was du vollbracht hast.
We see what you're doing today and we believe it.
Wir sehen, was du heute tust und wir glauben es.
And we believe what you will do in the future.
Und wir glauben, was du in Zukunft tun wirst.
All your promises will be reality to each of us.
Alle Verheißungen werden Realität werden in unserem Leben.
We thank you for your word.
Wir danken dir für dein Wort.
We thank you for your blessings.
Für deine Segnungen.
And we leave this place blessed, fully blessed.
Wir verlassen diesen Ort voll gesegnet.
May your name, the name of Jesus Christ, be blessed. Forever and ever.
Möge der Name Jesu Christi für immer und immer gesegnet sein.
Amen.
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 Seigneur notre Dieu.
Lord our God, what a grace you have given us this weekend. It's a wonderful grace. Because we have heard true testimonies. We thank you for this grace which you are giving unto us, that we may hear the word of truth. You are the true God. With everything what you are doing, you are true and faithful. You have included us into the things you are doing now.
And
you have given us the grace that we can be in the truth, walking in the light of the truth in this time. We are a part of the full light in this time. And we thank you, great God, that you have illuminated the way on which we walk. We could not have come to this place if you would not have spoken to us. And we can confess before you, Lord. You have given this commission. We ourselves could have never preached if there would not have been this ministry. We thank you for the mighty things you have done in this time. You are a God who is continuing to work. Working continuously. And you will continue to finish your work of redemption. Thank you, Lord.
Parce que tu ne nous as pas arrêtés en 1965.
For we have not stopped at the year 1965. Some of us were not even born at that time. And we didn't know anything of what happened at that time.
Aber du gestattest, Herr, und führst, dass heute vor der ganzen Welt die Wahrheit verkündigt werden kann und Wahrheit.
But you are permitting that the truth can be proclaimed today. You have delivered us from all error. We thank you that you are still giving a message today. And by this, we hear the true word proclamation. You love us, and this serves for our preparation. Be praised and glorified, great God. And may your blessing continue to rest upon us. May you accompany us. For you have done great things in our lives. You have strengthened us at this weekend. And you delivered us from all the errors of men. We thank you that you have drawn us closer to you. You, the overcomer of Calvary. We thank you for the richly prepared table. We receive the food which you prepared for us, so that we are ready at your wonderful return. Lord, bless your servant. May all who have gone astray, may they return. Because you don't want that a sinner dies. You want that sinners repent and that they return. We thank you for this last call. We have come from east, west, south, and north. Thank you for what you are doing in our time. Be with us as we depart to our homes. And may our heart be always joined with you. All the praise and glory be unto you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we prayed. Amen.
Lord our God,
Herr unser Gott,
thank you for the food we have eaten.
Wir danken dir für die geistige Speise, die wir zu uns genommen.
Thank you to have fed our souls.
Wir danken dir, dass du unsere Seelen gespeist hast.
You are the living God.
Du bist ein lebendiger Gott.
You are the Son of Man walking in the middle of seven candlesticks.
Du bist der Menschensohn, der zwischen den sieben goldenen Leuchtern wandelt.
You are the risen Lord.
Du bist der Grund, Herr.
You conquer death.
Du hast
you conquer
Tod,
hell.
Hölle.
You are the living one
alles überwunden,
who granted
lebendig,
us the living life,
und du hast uns ewiges
the
Leben
eternal
gegeben,
life in Jesus Christ.
Ewiges Leben in Jesus Christus.
We thank you.
Wir danken dir,
you the headstone,
du bist,
the der cornerstone,
Eckstein und der
the Alpha and the Omega,
Alpha und Omega,
the one who was,
der war,
who is,
der ist,
and who is to come.
Und der sein wird.
And the Spirit and the Bride say,
und
we are the bride.
Sagen, wir sind die Braut.
You grant us your spirit.
Du hast uns dein
and
Geist
we
gegeben.
Say according to the word.
Wir sagen,
come, Lord Jesus.
Komm, Herr Jesus.
Bless worldwide.
Segne
bless your bride.
Segne deine Braut.
Thank you for the food.
Dank sei dir für die
thank
Speise.
You for the distribution
Dank
of the food.
Sei dir für die Aufteilung der Speise.
Thank you for the preparation.
Dank sei dir für die Vorbereitung.
Thank you for the biblical message.
Und für die biblische Botschaft.
Thank you for all.
Dank sei dir
from
für
the
alles.
Bottom of my heart,
von ganzem Herzen.
My soul is running over. And I say thank you.
Ja, ich danke dir.
Receive honor. Nimm an die Ehre, praise, und die Lobpreis, majesty,
und die Herrlichkeit,
from north, south, east, west,
Norden, Süden, Osten, Westen,
in the holy name,
im heiligen Namen,
of the Lord,
des Herrn,
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christus.
Amen.
Amen.
Together we can sing Hallelujah, be praised. Should there be some in our midst who need prayer, please come afterward to the front and then we will pray for you. Really, if it's serious, please come to the front, we will pray for you. Hallelujah, be praised.
Hallelujah.